今天的经文是《以弗所书》第二章第一节到第十节。出死入生，你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来。那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。我们从前也都在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救是本乎恩，他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上，要将那极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩慈，显明给后代的世代看。你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。阿们。
Good afternoon. Friends, I love a rags to riches story. I love to hear of someone who starts out with nothing, but through hard work and determination, beats the odds, grabs an opportunity, and makes a success of things. The person who builds up a business from scratch, or who starts as a waiter and ends up owning a chain of restaurants. The kid from the poor end of town who makes it big in the sporting arena. In Ephesians chapter 2, the Apostle Paul explains the grandeur of our salvation by describing what we used to be before we became Christians, before we had every spiritual blessing in Christ. And it's a rags to riches story like no other. But in this story, we don't get the riches by hard work and discipline. We get the riches by the grace of God. It's a gift. You go from rags to riches, not by hard work and discipline, but by Christ's hard work and sacrifice on the cross 2,000 years ago.
Uh,
And what Paul describes in verses 1 to 3 is the devastating state of the human condition apart from God. This is the condition of both Jews and Gentiles. In three verses, he describes the universal human condition, the condition of Australians, of Balinese, of Iraqis, of Chinese, of Americans, of Greeks, of everyone. He singles out here three appalling truths about unredeemed human beings. The state of the person who has not yet received God's grace, the person who has not yet placed their faith in Jesus Christ. Firstly, we were dead in transgressions and sins, verse 1. We were spiritually dead outside of Christ. And the reason was our transgressions and our sins. A trespass or transgression is a false step involving either the crossing of a known boundary or deviation from a right path. It's a deliberate breaking of the clear rules or instructions. Maybe you've seen the signs. Don't trespass. Don't walk on the grass. Don't touch the paint. Don't play ball games. We are good at breaking rules. Playing cricket in a park in Marrickville, 20 teenagers many years ago, we had a big game, but it said no ball games. I was playing cricket. Do you know cricket? I hit the ball. It crashed into the window of the units next door. Oops. I don't know how you say that. We were rebels, you see. Sin means falling short of a standard or missing the mark. Shooting an arrow to hit the target, but it always falls short. You pull the bow back as far as you can with all of your strength and you let go, it always falls short. These words make it very clear that before God we are rebels and failures. As a result, we were dead spiritually and separated from the life of God. As I was writing this talk, a friend rang me. He said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm writing a talk." He said, "What on?" I said, "I have to tell people that they are dead in their sins." He said, "That's not a nice thing to tell them." But I said, if they don't know they are spiritually dead, they won't realize they need a savior to rescue them and bring them life. People may seem to be alive. They may be intellectual giants. Compassionate humanitarians. Finely toned athletes. Wealthy world travelers. Committed Hindus or Muslims. Atheists or agnostics. But if they are not saved, they are dead spiritually. You can tell when someone is dead spiritually. They are blind to the glory of Jesus and deaf to the voice of the Holy Spirit. They don't get it. They have no love for God and no interest in fellowship with His people. They are as unresponsive to God as a corpse. Do not be deceived. Outside of Christ, the world is dead spiritually. A friend of mine, Rod, was dead spiritually. He heard the gospel at university. It meant nothing to him. Then one day it made sense. He repented of his sin and placed his faith in Jesus Christ. And he was saved. Secondly, we are enslaved and kept captive by evil forces. Not only were we dead, but we were enslaved and kept captive by these forces. Verse 2 and 3 says, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature and following its desires and thoughts.
第二节到第三节说，你们从前所行的，就是随从这世界和空中国度掌权的道，就是如今在悖逆之人身上运行的灵。我们也曾一度生活在他们中间，满足我们最新的渴望，随从他的欲望和意念。
What we thought was freedom was really bondage to forces over which we had no control.
我们以为的自由其实是我们无法控制的。
And Paul describes the forces and influences that controlled and directed our former pre-Christian existence. Firstly, we were enslaved to the world. We lived in transgressions and sins and followed or walked in the ways of this world. A world that left God out of the picture. A world characterized by injustice and oppression. War and violence. Lust and immorality. Selfishness and pride. Discrimination and racial prejudice. We surrendered our minds to the pop culture of television and the glossy magazines. We judged people by appearances and honored the rich over the poor. And secondly, we were enslaved to the devil. It says, the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. Friends, when we're outside of Christ, we're ruled and influenced and controlled by the devil, the ruler of the kingdom of the air, who is active in those who are disobedient. Now, since Scripture identifies the devil not only as a source of temptations to sin, but also as a liar and a murderer, we may safely trace all evil, error, and violence back to him in the end. The lost world may not know it, but it is in captivity to the devil. And thirdly, we were enslaved to the passions of our sinful nature. Says all of us lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature and following its desires and thoughts. What are the cravings of the sinful nature? Well, the epistle to the Galatians, chapter 5, 19 to 21, gives us a list. Says the acts of the sinful nature are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, envy, drunkenness, orgies and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. So we are enslaved to the world, the devil, and the flesh. Why? Because we were rebels and moral failures who rejected God's loving authority. But Paul has not yet completed his description of our pre-Christian state. He has one more unpleasant truth to tell us about ourselves. Not only were we dead and enslaved, but we were also condemned. It says, like the rest, we were by nature objects of wrath. All people are headed for an encounter with God's wrath or God's anger. A few years ago, I was sharing the gospel with a friend. His name was Brian. He was resistant to the love of God. I finally said to him, if you don't receive the gospel, you will face God's judgment, God's anger. God won't allow our rebellion to continue forever. He said, I don't like that. I don't like a God who will punish me if I do the wrong thing. You see, Brian was dead spiritually. He didn't get it that he was a rebel and a failure and that God was holy as well as loving. He wanted to tell God how to be God. few years later,
几年后,
when his wife was diagnosed with cancer, he left his wife.
当他的妻子被诊断出患有癌症的时候呢，他离开了他的妻子。
He didn't want to waste his life looking after a sick person, he said.
因为他不想浪费生命去照顾一个病人。
Ted, spiritually, right? If people continue to rebel against God, then they need to know that they will face a holy God on Judgment Day, and it's a very scary prospect.
如果人们继续叛逆上帝，那么他们需要知道，他们将在审判日面对圣洁的上帝，那是一个非常可怕的景象。
They need to be afraid, to be very, very afraid.
他们需要害怕，非常非常害怕。
Friends, we all face this terrifying wrath of God until grace stepped in.
恩典介入之前，我们将面临上帝的愤怒。
We're all by nature objects of wrath.
我们本质上都是愤怒的对象。
Let me summarize.
让我总结一下。
What we were by nature.
我们的本性。
We were dead, enslaved, and condemned. That's the bad news.
我们死了，被奴役，被定罪，这是个坏消息。
When a man named Carl first heard me speak this bad news at a special service at the Springwood Civic Center, he left the service angry.
当一个叫卡尔的人在一个村部的文娱中心的一个特别聚会上呢，他第一次听到我讲述这个坏消息的时候，他非常愤怒地离开了。
He thought he was a good man.
他认为他自己是个好人。
He worked hard.
他努力工作。
He loved his family.
热爱家庭。
He contributed to society.
为社会做出贡献。
And then he started and attended a few events at our church.
后来呢，他参加了教会的一些活动。
He saw us raise funds for the poor.
看到我们为穷人来筹款。
He had his questions answered and he recognized his failings.
他的这个很多的问题呢得到了解答，他认识了自己的不足。
He then did an introductory course on Christianity and he put his faith in Jesus.
所以呢，他参加了基督教的入门课程，并且对这个基督的产生了信仰。
He went on to become a pastor.
后来他成为一个牧师。
Thank God for the good news.
谢谢神，这是一个好消息。
And in verses 4 to 10, we're told what we become by God's grace.
的第四到第四节呢，我们因恩典而成为什么样的人呢？
There's a great little three-letter word in the Bible. In English, it's spelled B-U-T. It's the English word but. I don't know what it is in Chinese.
圣经中有一个很棒的三个字母的一个小词，拼音呢是 B-U-T， 我们中文叫但是。
Let me show you how good it is.
让我告诉你，你们它是有多好。
There's been a car accident, but no one has been hurt.
发生了一场车祸。
A tsunami hit my island, but I made it to higher ground.
海啸袭击了我的岛屿，我们居住的岛屿，但是呢，我逃到了一个高处上。
I lost my wallet, but it was returned with all the money still in it.
我的钱包掉了，但是呢，被找到了，而且里面的钱呢都还在。
So the word "but" introduces good news when things are looking bleak.
但是。
Thank God that Ephesians chapter 2 verse 4 starts with a but.
感谢上帝，以弗所书的二章四节以但是来开头。
In verses 1 to 3, Paul describes the desperate situation of not knowing Christ.
在我们看到一到三节里面呢，保罗呢描述了不认识基督的绝望的一个处境。
And yet in verse 4 we read, but Christ, but God, but God.
但在第四节呢，我们读到但是神。
We go from rags to riches because of God's love, mercy, and grace.
因为上帝的爱、怜悯和恩典，我们从衣衫褴褛到富足、丰盛。
Paul goes on to systematically describe how desperate need is reversed in Christ.
保罗按照系统的描述了我们的迫切需求是如何在基督里我们得到了扭转。
Whereas we were dead in sin and transgression, We have now become alive, verse 5.
在第五节里面我们可以看到我们从前在罪和过犯中死，但现在我们活了。
Whereas we were enslaved and held captive by evil forces, we now sit on thrones alongside Jesus. Whereas we were condemned, now we have been saved from condemnation, verse 4 and 5. Friends, it's an exciting and dramatic picture of what happens when we respond to the gospel. Our spiritual rags of death, slavery, and condemnation are replaced with spiritual riches of life, enthronement, and salvation. So, what has God done? In one word, He has saved us. Verses 5 and verse 8.
一句话，他拯救了我们。
In both verses 5 and verses 8, Paul writes, by grace you have been saved. Grace leads to salvation. We've been rescued from death, enslavement, and condemnation by grace. It's a gift. You can't do anything to earn it. It's undeserved, it's free. It was grace, pure grace. Years ago, I was at the Royal National Park at Audley in a boat rowing with a group of mates. I was 13. A long time ago. Michael was a bit older, he was 15. Michael dived into the water, but he didn't come back up. We saw him struggle in the water, then he went under. We called out to our youth leader in the other boat. He dived in to save him, but he came up out of the water without him. He dived down a second time into the water, and he came up to breathe, but still no Michael. He died under the water a third time. And this time, he dragged him out of the water alive. It was a great rescue. Michael could do nothing to save himself. He owed his life to the rescuer. It's like that in the spiritual realm. God has done for you through Christ what you could not do for yourself. The Bible says we have been made alive, raised, and seated with Christ. Made alive, God made us alive with Christ, verse 5.
在第四节我们,
Just below the verses.
第四节到第六节，上帝因着对我们的爱，以丰富的怜悯，我们虽然在过犯中死了，神却叫我们与基督一同活过来，他们得救是本乎恩，神又叫我们与基督一同复活，在基督耶稣里与他一同坐在天上。
Three things. He made us alive with Christ. Verse 5.
神与我们基督一同活过来。
He then raises up with him, verse 6.
第六节是他同使我们同他一同复活。
And he seated us in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus.
第三件事呢是坐下基督耶稣里呢，他叫我们同他一同坐在天上。
Spiritually, Christians are sitting with Jesus in heaven right now.
在灵性上，我们的基督徒已经耶稣基督一同坐在天上。
You're sitting at Nawi Baptist Church, but you're also sitting with Jesus in heaven spiritually.
你现在坐在这个拿威的境界，其实你从灵性上与上帝耶稣基督同坐。
Why has God saved us?
神为什么拯救我们？
What prompted God to save and rescue us?
是什么使上帝拯救我们？
The answer is something in his very own nature has nothing to do with our merits.
答案是他的本性，与我们的功劳无关。
The answer is mercy, his love, his kindness, his grace.
答案是他的怜悯，他的爱，他的仁慈，他的恩典。
But more.
还不仅于此。
Verse 7, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus.
在第七节里面，为了要将这个世代显明他无比丰盛的恩典，这恩典表现在他在基督耶稣里对我们的慈爱上。
The revelation of God's character will continue throughout eternity, and the primary evidence of his grace and kindness are the people who have received life in Christ Jesus. God shows who he really is, and it results in worship both now and throughout eternity. And in verses 8 to 10, he makes it clear that salvation is by grace, not by works.
在第八和第十节里面，他非常的明显的说到，救恩是本乎恩典，不是出于行为。
For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast.
我们得救是本乎恩典。
Friends, these verses are the most liberating verses in the Bible. Salvation is by grace, appropriated by faith, and all of this is the gift of God. Paul says that your salvation is not by works, so that no one can boast. Non-Christians sometimes think that Christians are trusting in their good works to impress God. That's wrong. Authentic Christians look to the cross of Jesus and put their hope in what Christ has won for them through the cross. Peter 3:18 says, For Christ died for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God.
所以呢，在彼得前书的三章十八节里面说，因为基督为罪死了一次，义人替不义的人死了一次，为了把你们带到上帝面前。
And Romans 6:23 says, For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
所以呢，罗马书的六章二十三节里面说的，因为罪的工价乃是死，神的恩赐乃是永生，在我们的主耶稣基督里。
What are you trusting in for your salvation?
你们的救赎信靠是什么？
Your works or God's grace expressed in the cross and resurrection?
你们的行为还是上帝在十字架复活中所表达的恩典？
Friends, there is no room for human merit, and so no room for human boasting.
So, 人类功绩的空间，没有人类功绩的空间，
But as Christians, we are God's work of art, His new creation.
所以呢，作为我们的基督徒呢，我们是上帝的艺术品，是他的新的创造。
Verse 10 says, we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do.
所以在第十节里面，我们原是神的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神预先所预备叫我们行的。
We are God's work of art, His masterpiece and His new creation.
所以呢，我们是上帝的艺术品，是他的杰作。
We are created for good works, just as we are chosen in Christ before the beginning of the world to be holy and blameless.
So, we are created for good works, just as we are chosen in Christ before the beginning of the world to be holy and blameless.
When we turn from our sins and trust Jesus, and Jesus alone for our salvation, it leads to a changed life.
So, when we turn from our sins and trust Jesus, and Jesus alone for our salvation, it相信唯有耶稣才能拯救我们时，我们的生活就被完全的发生了改变。
Jesus is not only Savior, but He is Lord and Leader.
耶稣基督不仅是救世主，也是主和领袖。
Let us give thanks to God for His saving grace, and let us do His will, and let us live for His glory. Amen.
感谢上帝的救赎之恩，让我们遵循他的旨意。让我们为他的荣耀而活。